Twice a year, county clerks from all throughout the state convene to discuss strategies for maintaining and improving the integrity of Colorado's democracy. This summer, of particular interest to the Colorado County Clerks Association was assuring the populace of voting legitimacy in light of recent allegations of election hacking and voter fraud. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams shared the following.
The Russians did not affect a single election result anywhere in the United States. They hacked no voting machine, and they altered no results. What they are alleged to have done is to have influenced how people voted initially, but the counting of those votes was not changed by anything they did. And so when someone says, well, they interfered with the election, meaning they provided propaganda, they released emails, they had hacked off a private server, those are interfering, those are influencing, but they're not affecting the actual election results and how they're counted, how they're tabulated. My fellow secretaries of state across the nation, both Democrat and Republican, are concerned that if people feel like their vote doesn't count, they're less likely to vote. The voter registration system is something that's connected to the internet. But it's important to note that's not the voting system. The voting systems in Colorado are not on the internet. They are not connected to it. They cannot be reached from Russia or any other country. And so we're confident that our voting systems in Colorado have not been compromised, have not been altered or hacked. And then when it comes to election time, we test those machines before the election, compare them to a hand count to make sure they're counting accurately, and then we test them after the election. And in fact, in 2017, Colorado is going to go from having an audit to a specific risk-limiting audit. We'll be the first state in the nation to have a scientifically based audit of the entire election. We've got 64 county clerks across the state who work hard to ensure the integrity of the election, and I'm pleased to have the opportunity as Colorado Secretary of State to work with them.
David Becker, Executive Director and co-founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, addressed concerns over voter fraud.
Shortly after the inauguration, the president made a claim that around 3 to 5 million illegal voters voted in the election, and that was the only reason he lost the popular vote. And when asked repeatedly what evidence he had to support that, he referred to a Pew report. This Pew report was a report that I had authored 5 years ago. That said nothing about fraud. It was a report that we wrote to assess how difficult it was to keep voter lists up to date. Many states, investigators have looked at voter fraud over time. They found voter fraud to exist, but to be extremely rare, to literally be dozens of cases in a particular election out of hundreds of millions of ballots cast.
Listeners interested to learn more may visit Becker's website, electioninnovation.org. For KDNK, I'm Raleigh Burley.